São Paulo was the largest city in Brazil and the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. It was also the 6th largest in the world in population. After today, it would be 14th. The sky went bright with a loud crack and a crash of thunder. Lightning arced across the city, and a massive ball of glowing light appeared. It was yellow and swallowed several city blocks. The sphere crackled and pulsed as if it were made of pure energy. As it grew, the electrical phenomenon engulfed building after building. Security cameras around the city captured hazy, static-filled images of the creatures that eventually emerged. The first people to encounter them were torn apart. But even more people, still living and screaming and gibbering, were dragged away into the spitting ball of fire. After nearly 20 minutes, the globe of devastation sucked both sound and light out of the world before it winked out of existence. The crater left behind was immense. Buildings on the edge of the giant divot toppled inward, killing hundreds more still hiding in their apartments. Later, rescue workers would find that everything at the edge of the dome had been severed cleanly. Buildings, roads, metro tunnels, and even human bodies, which littered the edge of the circumference of the effect. Over 1 million dead in just a few minutes. Karachi, Pakistan, 3rd of November, 0600 hours. As dawn bled light into the sky over the city, it brought thunder and lightning, but there were no clouds in the sky. Karachi and its environs had grown from an estimated population of 5 million in 1980 to over 20 million, many of them refugees from successive wars in neighboring Afghanistan, first against the Russians, then against its own people, and finally against the Americans. The city eventually took measures to purify the putrid and smog-coated air by planting more gardens and building more parks. Traffic was diverted onto high-speed overpasses. Still, the city continued to grow and grow as refugees poured in. The newest arrival appeared just as the noisy city was waking up. The ball of light hovered in the air, just a foot off the black asphalt, between the open doors of Jinnah International Airport and the McDonald's restaurant that sat just opposite. Hundreds of crows complained at the interruption of their normal morning routine, scavenging food from nearby trash cans and along the edges of the road. They took flight, fleeing the intruding brilliance and cawing. The ball was no larger than 3 feet in diameter initially, but then it grew quickly, and when it stopped, the fast food franchise and a good portion of the airport were enveloped. Lightning crackled out of the center of the blinding sphere, blasting people and nearby structures. The noise was deafening. As a repeated sound of thunder boomed, the cracks of bone-shaking sound pierced the morning air. Screams added to the din. Then something came out of the light, tearing into anything with flesh and rending it in seconds. The attacking thing moved too quickly to be seen in the dazzling light. Then, with no warning, the piercing noise stopped, leaving only silence in its wake. The light disappeared. The sphere of devastation came and went in just 10 minutes, but it took a scoop of the city with it. Cleaved buildings stood with their plumbing and electrical wires exposed. The ground was a perfectly smooth crater where previously asphalt, cars, and pedestrians had been. It was as if a small sun had briefly made an appearance right on the surface of the earth, clawing away all she held until nothing remained. The tally of the number of dead or missing would take weeks, but in the end, it would be in the tens of thousands.